Okay, let's go. Today I'm talking to Narman Hadi. Thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie, Narman. You are a British imam and associated Islam International Publications. You are from the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, which has the largest mosque in Britain, actually sited in Morden. And they've recently had a peace symposium there. The peace symposium focused on today's digital landscape and use of social media, addressing the dangers of misinformation and dishonesty. What are your main findings with the problem with social media?
Good afternoon, Jackie. Thank you for having me. So, as you mentioned, we held this event in Britain's largest mosque. It was called the Social Media Peace Forum, and we just wanted it to be a peace forum in relation to peace online. So it's a very simple concept, and the reason why we launched this as a campaign was because last year at the National Youth Convention of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Youth Association, His Holiness, the worldwide head of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, His Holiness Mirza Masroor Ahmad, Khalifatul Masih V, actually said that there needs to be a larger emphasis on honesty, especially in the online world, especially in the world of media. And he referenced, for example, the horrific Southport attacks, and also stated that it was because of a lot of disinformation, misinformation, that fake news spread online afterwards. And what should have been basically a national moment of mourning and reflection kind of turned into division and hate. So that's where this entire campaign began from. And what we found is that, unfortunately, this social media is a complete reflection of society. And as society is becoming more and more polarized, we are seeing the same on social media. The only difference is that whereas in the past, if you wanted to air your views, you had to do it through the pen, you had to do it through actual verbal discourse. You simply, it was the town square, if you like. But now people feel that they can say whatever they want behind the comfort of a screen, but they don't realize the material, real world effect that this misinformation and disinformation has, and especially on children, and especially on shaping the culture and the political narrative, and also just the soul of the nation. I think this is something that we are now only realizing, and it's something that I've been listening to for a very long time. His Holiness has been talking about this for a very, very long time. I remember going back all the way to 2007, 2008, even before this, when social media was just starting. All of these things were discussed within our circles from a religious perspective, which is very interesting because you don't really hear about social media and how to conduct yourself online from the perspective of religion. But Islam has actually given a code of conduct to how to behave in relation to how to behave and how to conduct yourself, not just in society, but also in the online sphere. So it's to address these problems. I think everyone can see what they are, that this event was held. We had a very good discussion that day.
Could I ask you what your code of conduct is? Can you tell me in a few sentences what the code of conduct is?
Code of conduct is very, very simple. It comes from the Holy Quran. Firstly, in relation to how to conduct yourself online, generally in society, and this also then applies to the online sphere. For example, the Holy Quran states that, O ye who believe, fear God and say the right word. Say that which is straightforward. That's the first point. The second point, very, very simple, very straightforward, is that in the religion of Islam, dishonesty, disinformation, spreading lies is akin to idolatry. It's akin to associating partners with God. And for Muslims, that is a very, very grave matter. So basically lying and spreading lies and gossiping and backbiting, all of these are branches of that. And we're seeing that these are things that are playing out in the online world, unfortunately. All of this is something that the Holy Quran has spoken about and has given a code of conduct that Muslims must refrain from this. Another verse of the Holy Quran, for instance, is that if someone comes to you with any news, you should ascertain the truthfulness of it so that you don't end up harming people in ignorance. And this is a very, this is perfectly encapsulating fake news. So much fake news is spread and people at times begin to act upon it without verifying the authenticity of it. And as a result, more harm is created. So this is the code of conduct that Islam has set out is the same one that we are trying to practice and trying to instill within the next generation of Muslims because of how central social media and media generally has become to life in the 21st century.
Can I interject there? I mean, what you're saying is true, and it's not just in the Muslim religion, it's across all religions that, you know, you shouldn't lie, you shouldn't be dishonest. It doesn't help when world leaders are lying and dishonest, and it's not a very good example for people to, for world leaders to set, or even peers to set younger people. So as a journalist, do you think there's anything we can do as journalists to temper this going onto X or going onto platforms and just blowing off about something you don't know that could be false or they're not true? Is there something journalists we can do? We're in the media. Is there something we can do to help that?
So I think it's a very good question, firstly. This was one of the key aims of the Social Media Peace Forum to discuss this question. You know, we had questions, we opened up the floor, took questions from other journalists that were there as well. And this is something that was discussed. And what we basically said was that the key responsibility lies with those people who are very much plugged into the world of journalism, in the world of media, to ensure that the narrative that is playing out is the true, correct narrative. Within our religion, and you mentioned correctly, all religion teaches honesty. But specifically, the religion, the emphasis within the religion of Islam on honesty is something that goes further than anything that I've seen. The Holy Quran commands you have to bear witness against yourself if it means that it's the truth. So you cannot even lie to save yourself. And this is something that I think that people in the world of media, journalists, should remember, that just because, you know, there is a certain narrative that a certain periodical or magazine or platform or media outlet or social media company has to push, that damages society. There should be utmost caution taken in ensuring that what is being put out there, what is being put online by journalists, what is being written in articles and newspapers is 100% the truth. And unfortunately, we are seeing that a lot of the time it is not. Simply, we can reflect on, we can pick up newspaper articles, the wording that is used, the choice of headlines, the way it is conveyed, all of that carries a deep meaning. And I think journalists have that responsibility to ensure that whatever they do it so that it has a positive effect on society and not any adverse effects.
I think it boils down to other people other than just journalists. So parents of children, teachers, they need to teach these young people that when they see something going through like wildfire on Twitter and on X, which has Twitter is now, and all the other social platforms, maybe to be taught to learn how to look with discretion at what's being posted and question whether it's true or not.
I think absolutely. The key thing to remember is that the training of children, the training of young children, the moral development begins at home. So the principal and primary responsibility does lie with parents. Of course, children spend a great portion of their day at school. So schools also have, teachers have a responsibility in that. And that's where this entire campaign has come from, in that we want to kind of raise awareness that our children, I have two sons myself who are growing up now, who are coming across these things online. How can we ensure that this entire world that has now arisen is safe for our children, is safe for our next generation? But of course, as I mentioned, the principal responsibility lies with parents in ensuring that they are creating and they are looking over their children and ensuring that, yes, they are making use of the good parts of this, you know, technology. And they are protecting at the same time their children from the harmful effects. And a lot of the time, the unfortunate cases that you see of radicalization, of harmful content being consumed online, a lot of the time it is just a case of the question that how were children, how were young people who are very impressionable at a young age exposed to such harmful content? And this is where, as a society, we need to do more to raise awareness. And that's exactly the purpose of this campaign that we've been working on.
What were the main take-home facts that came out of the symposium? Anything that was brought up? I presume there was a question, a Q&A afterwards. Was there anything that you took back from the symposium that had, oh, goodness me, that is a really good point?
So we had very interesting questions. We had questions on Islam. We had questions. It is Britain's largest mosque. We gave a tour of the mosque to all of our guests. Some of the questions specifically in relation to social media were more about, one journalist, for instance, asked exactly what you've asked, that what do you think that we can do as journalists to improve this situation? And, you know, we explained, the panel explained their thoughts on this topic. But specifically, I think what stood out to us was that there is a growing need for such awareness. There is a growing need for, I think, schools, parents, and I think probably even a society as a whole to do something to fix this compass and to ensure that we are heading in the right direction when it comes to honesty in society, which will then reflect on social media. As I mentioned at the beginning, social media is just a reflection of the entire world. And if we are finding, if we are turning on our TVs and we're finding, for instance, that a political party or this group or that group are pushing a narrative which is just contrary to the truth, to reality, it is dishonest, then that same narrative will play out across all social media online platforms. And that is the root of the problem. That is something that we you know, realize that there is an appetite for people to kind of buy into this campaign. And no one was opposed to it. Obviously, it's something which is very straightforward. But I think there is a growing need for more of these programs to be held, more of these forums to be held, where we can, you know, just step back and reflect on which direction we're heading in.
Thank you. I think we've covered everything. And I think what you're saying is, well, the final statement is that it's education. It's about education, teaching young people to question what they see on these social media platforms and not to be taken in by it. So thank you very much for coming on to Radio Jackie and for talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Naaman.